So I'm calling the meeting to order. Mr. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Yes. Teresa Allen?
Allen is present.
Christina Avalos? Christina Avalos? Not present. Verna Brown? Verna Brown? Not present. Kaja Brown? Kaja Brown, not present. Michael Chang, present. Violeta Diamond? Violeta Diamond, not present. James Dingman?
Here.
James Dingman, present. Fred Dosworth?
Present, sir.
Fred Dosworth, present. Anthony Fest?
I'm here.
Anthony Fest, present. Sally Gellert? Sally Gellert, not present. Jen Goodman?
Jen, speak up.
Oh, you know what?
Hold on a second. Can you hear me now? Let's see, hold on.
Present. Nikki Hahn?
Okay, I'm here. And I have to leave. I have to tell everybody I have to leave. I'm in the middle of moving and stuff. So if I disappear, you'll know that's why. Sorry.
Nikki Hahn? Nikki Hahn, not present. Sean McPherson?
I am.
Present.
Oh, there's Kaja.
Tori Mercer, not present.
And Violetta is here as well.
Minerva Sanders?
Present.
Minerva Sanders, present. Michael D.D. White?
Here.
Michael D.D. White, present. Well, I'll call Susan Young.
Susan will not be here today.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going back. Christina Avalos? Not present. Verna Brown? Not present. Kaja Brown?
Present.
Present. Violeta Diamond?
Here.
Present. Sally Gellert? Sally Gellert, not present. Nikki Hahn? Nikki Hahn, not present. Julie Hewitt? She's not voting, but it's all right. Tori Mercer? Tori, not present. Hey, that's it. And also I have Donna Carter registered as a attendee.
Excellent. So, we have done the roll call. Everybody was sent the agenda. I'm assuming you've received it and seen it. If there are no objections, we're going to approve the agenda. Hearing no objections, we're going to move on. I would like to assign timekeepers. Do I have any volunteers? Anthony, are you volunteering?
Fred?
Yes, sir.
There is no limit on speaker time in committee. Okay? I see you have that listed here as 5. So that should not be, there's no limit on speaker time in committee.
Okay. That's not my understanding, but we're going to go with it. Topics. So we don't need
to... point of order. I mean, point of information.
Yes, Teresa.
The way I understand it, there might not be time limits, but if a person starts getting repetitive, then the chair can call them out of order and either go to a vote or go on to the next point when people start getting repetitive. Thank you.
Jim, to the staff?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Jim, may I hear from you?
What is repetitive? I mean, you know, what defines repetitive? I mean, you know, mumbling.
Oh, saying, Jesus Christ.
I mean, come on. That's ridiculous, repetitive.
Any other opinions, James? All right, and we're going to move to the topics. We have been charged with for several months now, which unfortunately we've not been able to meet for a wide variety of reasons. I'll own some responsibility in that. But we've been charged with establishing a volunteer subcommittee to address, from a governance perspective, a variety of concerns that have been brought up about process, better known as the serene issues. Anybody wish to speak to that? Hearing nobody wishing to speak to it, I'm asking now if there are any volunteers to sit on a subcommittee that would put something together for the governance committee that we could give to the PNB.
Fred?
Yes?
Could you define what you mean by all this? What do you mean by this?
Well, you're familiar with Serene's various process issues, are you not?
What are you referring to in particular?
She has given us a long list of things that she wants us to abide by that she says that are part of the legitimate processes in terms of information that is shared, et cetera, et cetera. There's about 8 or 9 of them. You're on the PNB, so you've been emailed the same things that I've been emailed. Any other questions, James? Minerva's hand is up. I would like to recognize Minerva.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would be happy to work on that committee to look at those items. So please put my name down.
Thank you. I'm really, really appreciative of that.
Okay.
Minerva. Okay. And then I see Mr. White's hand up. You're recognized, Mr. White. You're muted.
I don't understand what the issues are, and it wasn't helpful to refer to them as the Serene issues, and say that there's Serene bombards us with tons of emails. I just don't know what you mean. Can you be more specific and sort of do this so we know what we're actually doing?
What we're doing is creating a subcommittee to address the multiple issues that Serene has submitted to the PNB, which is about 8 or 9 issues having to do with how meetings are held, how communications are established, what rights the various delegates have to information, what responsibilities the PNB has to communicate these things. And rather than try to address them all individually, decided that it would make more sense to create a subcommittee that would go through those issues and come up with a series of.
Mr. Chair, I don't have the means to put my hand up. I'm sorry.
It's quite all right. You're welcome to speak out.
Yes. I don't know procedurally how to do this, but I would move that we completely ignore, the specious issues that Serene, whatever her last name is, continually raises. It's all just noise. And I would like to address the substance of those issues of the governance committee. Why are we going to waste time on a bunch of crap raised by a non-member?
She is a member of the PNB, and she says that we are in violation of the rules of the bylaws.
But she's not a member. But she's not a member of the governance committee, and I don't know why we are going to waste time. That's the entire purpose of all the stuff that she raises. It's just to waste our time.
I happen to agree with you. So we're on the same grounds. That said, if we can deal with her in the governance committee through a volunteer subcommittee, then we don't waste so much time at the PNB, which has a great deal of work to do. I'm just hoping that I can get a couple of volunteers. And actually, to be candid with you, I think I have them already. Who will take care of that? What's that?
I volunteer.
Teresa's on. Okay. So
I'll volunteer if it's for a firing squad.
Can I be recognized, please?
I don't know who just spoke.
Michael.
Can I be recognized?
Yes, you may.
So we're getting ahead. I asked a question. I don't think I got a real answer. So I hear that it's the Serene issues. Now I hear that it's if she sent an email. So is this in the 5.5 years I've been on the board, Serene has sent quite a few emails raising all sorts of issues. Now, are all of them then the jurisdiction of the committee? If she raises an additional issue by email after this, does that immediately become the province of the committee? Is the committee forced to deal with it? Because now the committee must deal with everything that she raises, and you can't ignore her because, frankly, I've heard several people say, and I think a lot of us agree, sometimes the way you deal with it is ignoring it. Is the fact that the committee ignores it because it was raised in some email sometime in, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or just recently, does that mean that then it doesn't have to be dealt with by the PNB when it's a legitimate issue, or it doesn't have to be dealt with by governance committee when it's a legitimate issue? I don't really think we have an idea of what this committee is doing. Seems like you're allowing her to define its jurisdiction.
Thank you.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying, but it is my it is my belief, and I have been told by Julie and Susan that some of Serene's issues do need to be addressed. And I was thinking if we had a subcommittee that could take on just the issues that have been raised, about 8 of them, in the last 2 months, then we can get it off the PNB plate and come back with a solution. And the solution might be to ignore all of them. That's not my call.
That is my motion.
Be recognized again.
There is a motion on the floor. McPherson made a motion. Is there a second for Mac? Would you repeat your motion?
My motion to is ignore Serene.
All right. Is there a second for that?
I second it.
Okay. So, Michael seconded it. Is there any discussion for it?
Teresa Allen.
Teresa Allen, please speak.
I'm sorry. I didn't take my hand down after the last time I spoke. I don't think it's good to say ignore someone. I don't mind a subcommittee. I think that if it has to do with governance, then it could go through the governance committee, and it's perfectly appropriate for the governance committee to have a subcommittee, and maybe the subcommittee will tell the committee we don't think it needs to go further. Maybe they would tell the committee we think it does, and then the governance committee can say, take a vote on it and say no. But that way, a person can have their concerns addressed without going directly to the PNB. And if it's a governance issue, it's, I think, logical to have us consider it. I'm not opposed to considering things.
So we've heard an argument in favor and an argument against. Can we go to a vote? Actually, Anthony Fest has his hand up. Anthony?
Yeah, I don't claim to be a parliamentarian, but I suspect if there was one present, he or she would say this motion is not well formulated. Ignore member X, whether it's a person you like or not. That doesn't seem to be a proper parliamentary procedure to this lay person. If I were chair, I'd rule it out of order.
James Dingman, you're recognized.
Well, I still don't know what we're talking about. I mean, what exactly are we talking about that she has suggested?
Michael,
everybody's raised the issue. Serene raises many, many issues. What are we talking about specifically? Point by point, what is it?
Julie, do you have anything you would like to weigh in on this?
I just joined a moment ago, so I'm trying to catch up. I don't really know quite what you all are on. I'm so sorry I'm late.
Committee. We're trying to create a subcommittee to deal with the, I think there are 8 or 9 issues that Serena's brought up, some of which I have been told have merit. And right now we've got several people who are suggesting we simply ignore her. Michael and Mac both have suggested that. And then a number of other people who want me to elucidate each one of her complaints. And I'm not even slightly interested in doing that. I would think that by providing a subcommittee to look at them, we can get rid of this or deal with it as is appropriate. Michael Chang, I recognize you.
Can you put those issues in the chat so people can look at it, those who haven't seen it?
I don't have the time or the information at hand.
Want me to do it? I can do it.
Okay. Would you put them in the chat, Michael? Okay. Julie, your hand is up again, and then Minerva.
Yeah, the point I was going to add was I think a lot of these particular items are motions that Serene put before the PNB.
Correct.
That could be thought of as governance issues and that we could deal with them here. And then, of course, what the governance committee would do is, you know, look at them and then pass them or not pass them or maybe modify them or what have you. But then they would go back to the PNB, but it might be a smaller set, or it might, you know, it just might go faster at the PNB level if we took care of it.
Okay.
I think that was the thinking.
Thank you, Julie. I'm going to recognize Minerva and then Michael. Minerva, you had your hand up.
Yes, I did. And I was going to state that I don't see a problem as well looking at these motions in a subcommittee. It's right. Not, and tonight is not the time for all of these to be listed and gone through, because you at the PNB meetings, you've seen the motions. And they've been on the agenda for several months and nothing has been done. So if it takes us a little bit to look at them and decide which ones need to move forward, which ones have no merit, then the people who agreed to do that, I don't think it's something that you need the whole committee to do, but that it should be done in that manner. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael White and then James Dingman.
All right. So I think Anthony Fest has a point. A motion to blanketly ignore a member would have problems. However, in this situation, the committee is ignoring her when she hasn't asked the committee to pay attention. So that might make it quite proper. But would we ignore her, or would we ignore the chair of the PNB? Because we're at a disadvantage. You just said that we are not dealing with the Serene issues. You're saying that the chair of the PNB has identified certain specific issues that are sufficiently of merit that the chair would like to refer them to this committee, and you have not identified what the chair communicated to you as being those specific items which she views as having merit, which we should be looking at. And that's a totally different proposition. And we wouldn't be ignoring Serene. We would be ignoring the chair in that case. If the chair has asked us to do something, I think that should be presented and made specific, and we should consider that.
Thank you. James Dingman?
So I think I'm getting a clearer sense of what you're talking about. Are you referring to the various motions that Ms. Roberts has made that are essentially in – perpetuity, they're in the old business part of the agenda of the PNB? Is that what we're talking about?
You know, I'm just trying to move an issue. I did not spend a lot of time going through it. I have my own feelings about Serene's multiplicity of issues. I fantasized that this would be a very simple thing that we could do and get it off the table, and she would be not satisfied, but she would be addressed. But instead, we're in this big kind of circular loop that doesn't seem to actually be going anywhere. So I would like us actually to move to a vote on Max. Yeah, I'm hoping it fails, and I'm hoping that we can actually create a subcommittee that can deal with these things.
But Fred, I don't even know.
time. Can you let me finish?
Yeah, but you interrupted me. I hadn't finished. What the hell are we dealing
with? I thought you had finished, seeing as how you've spoken and stopped. My apologies.
You immediately responded. I was asking, is what we're talking about motions in old business at the PNB. Is that what we're talking about?
No.
All right. So can you post?
No.
Because I see someone's posted the bylaw amendment debate.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, but all right, these motions. All right, this is interesting. Okay, I still don't know what the hell we're dealing with, sir. Okay,
we have a motion on the floor. Shall we vote on the motion, or does somebody want to amend the motion? Please lower your hands, Mike and Jim.
The motion is to create the subcommittee, correct?
That's correct. Michael, can you call the roll?
All right. There we go. Teresa Allen?
To start a subcommittee, I'll say yes.
Christina Abel's not here. Kasia Brown?
Yes.
Michael Chang?
Yes.
Violeta Diamond?
Yes.
James Dingman?
Oh, what the hell? Go on, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Fred Dosworth?
Yes.
Anthony Fest?
I'll abstain.
Jen Goodman? She's still here?
No. Yes, no. She is. Yes, she is. She's still here.
Are you voting yes or no?
I'm asking her to unmute. But it can go on.
John McPherson?
Nope.
Minerva Sanders?
Yes.
Michael D.D. White?
No.
All right. So 7 yes, 1 abstention, 2 no's.
The motion passes. Okay, the next topic is to create a personnel committee. By the way, that was given, I expected that to be 10 minutes or less, and it took 30. The next issue is to establish a personnel committee as a standing committee to assist.
Point of order before we leave this issue. Could it be restated who the members of this subcommittee are?
We don't know them yet. We have 2 volunteers so far.
Okay.
Volunteering?
I wondered if it was completed yet. If it isn't, then my question is moot for the time being.
And so let me say here, and I will email the committee as well. If you're interested in serving on this committee, please email me and I will put you on the committee and I will get you all together with your contact information. But so far it's only Teresa Allen and Minerva Sanders. Thank you very much, both of you, for taking on the odious burden. Okay. The next issue, if no other objections, I'm going to move to is to establish a personnel committee as a standing committee to assist the network in screening qualified applicants for the position of executive director, for conducting annual evaluations of the executive director, assisting the executive director in personnel matters as requested, and supporting local station boards with evaluations of the general managers and program directors. We have this on for 20 minutes, although I guess our minutes and times don't matter because there are no limits to what people can say here. I'm going to now ask if anybody would like to speak to that. Seeing no hands, I'm going to go straight to an order.
I'm sorry, I have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
The last item is that the personnel committee assists the LSB. And they're the ones doing the evaluations, but I'm just wondering if it could be possibly phrased a little bit differently because it makes it sound like we're doing the evaluating of the GMs and PD.
Let me, Let me read it. The personnel committee would assist the executive director in personnel matters as requested and in supporting local station boards with evaluations of general managers and program directors. I assume what that means is they'll make sure that we don't violate labor laws. But
okay.
Welcome to it any way you like. I see James.
Thank you.
And Michael White and Julie Hewlett's hand up. I'm going to start with James Dingman.
All right. Well, that is indeed an interesting little phrase there, because I know that in New York, we have set up such committees.
Right.
And we do evaluate. In fact, we had one set up just before the two individuals who hold those positions were let go. So let me finish.
That's not relevant to our discussion.
Fred, just let me finish talking, okay? Please, don't interrupt me.
Please stay on topic.
Hold on, please. You know, because this is where you get, this all gets in trouble. Topic,
James.
Well, then I will raise a point of order. Soft topic's not relevant.
Well, oh, really?
That is my point of order.
Well, interesting.
So recognized, shall we take it to a vote?
All right. Finish my goddamn comment, okay?
Please finish your goddamn comment.
Finish my comment. Don't waste time like this. The LSBs have primary responsibility for this process in the way our bylaws are set up. The question of a personnel committee just hasn't existed before as a standing committee. So where's mission creep in all this? Because I've been on the personnel committee ever since I've been on the national board. In three iterations. And I see mission creep going on to the point where if you take other propositions that have been put forth about governance changes, they want to reinforce the position of the executive director over the function in the bylaws of the LSB. So this is where that last sentence is a little problematic. I know we haven't gotten there yet. But if you add in all those other propositions that were put forth on May 30th and put this in there in the mix, that is the direction we're heading. So that last sentence, supporting local station boards with evaluation of general managers and program directors, does that just simply mean that we come up with forms because people are already doing this? Okay. And is that what we're talking about? Or we're talking about that the personnel committee gets involved in recommending to the ED along the lines of that proposition in those eight propositions we had a big fight about on May 30th, that the ED would have the responsibility over the LSBs to do the hiring of the GMs and PDs. That's the problem I have with this if you look at it from a holistic point of view. Thank you.
Are you finished?
Yep, I'm finished.
Michael White, please.
So I think this seems to be phrased as if the governance committee is going to establish this personnel committee. I think what is being recommended is that the governance committee wants to recommend that the bylaws be amended. You have to think about how to do that in order to provide for such a committee. And then you would have to write a bylaw amendment that was that comported with the rest of the bylaws, hope that the PNB would get behind that bylaw change. I don't know if anyone has noticed, but we have very long bylaws, and I would say that as a general principle, one of the problems is that our bylaws are too long, and we put too much into our bylaws that should be done by other means. Now, would it be useful to have a personnel committee? Should the way it functions be written in stone? Should it be written so as an amendment to the bylaws and potentially conflicts with other provisions that need to be and you have to consider whether there have been overrides, such as Jim Dingman is saying. I don't think there should be a bylaw amendment. I don't think we should be amending a bylaw. If it's a good idea to have a personnel committee, We as a governance committee can say that we think the PNB should do it, and the PNB can actually set up that committee itself without actually going through a bylaw change. The bylaws are too long. We should be thinking about how to reduce the bylaws and how to offload from the bylaws things that are unnecessarily there and part of making it too long. We should not be contributing to making the bylaws longer and more bureaucratic.
I agree with you 100%, as does the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which has warned the network that our bylaws are Byzantine, too long, and contradictory, which is why this governance committee was created. It's my understanding that this particular motion doesn't actually create the governance committee. It just creates the impetus for the PNB to create the governance committee, and it defines some of the responsibilities. But Julie has her hand up and can perhaps elucidate more clearly on this issue.
Yeah, so, I mean, Michael's not wrong about our bylaws being too long. I think the thing, though, that is that our bylaws do say that there are certain committees that are standing committees, in other words, that must be populated every year. And then it also talks about other committees. And in the standing committees, there are four of them. They are audit, finance, coordinating, and governance. And I think I was on the personnel committee last year, and it was the personnel committee last year that said, hey, you know, if we're really supposed to do evaluations annually, shouldn't this be a standing committee, right? Because that's what the, you know, the personnel committee did the evaluation for the ED. And so, you know, it just kind of made sense to, you know, to pass this kind of a, but the point is, because our bylaws address that some committees are standing and others get stood up in these other particular ways, you know, that it made sense to make the personnel committee a standing committee. So that's the point of the motion. The one thing I would say about the motion is, it says as a standing committee, it then says to assist the network in screening qualified applicants for the position of executive director. I would just like to, you know, add a little parenthetical or kind of offset phrase that says when necessary, because we won't always have a vacancy in the executive director position, and we shouldn't have to do that if it's not necessary. So that's the only thing I was going to suggest by way of slight modification to that bylaws amendment. Thanks.
Thank you. Teresa?
I think it should be a standing committee so that we don't have to go through the process of bringing it up as a separate committee every time. So it should state who's going to be on it, just like the other standing committees.
I would welcome an amendment to this motion that states that it follows in the same path as the other standing committees. But that's up to you. James Dingman.
Well, first of all, already in the bylaws, there is the function that the LSBs have the power to evaluate the general managers. That's already there. Now, the fact that that's broken down is on the local LSBs. And we know that that whole process has broken down in all sorts of ways, in different ways, and all throughout the system. So I'm just puzzled by the need to restate that. And, you know, people cite standing committees. The coordinating committee doesn't meet at all. And I know that in the propositions, it's considered to be one committee to be terminated. We used to have as a part of the bylaws, we used to have a programming committee. That's now longer considered to be a standing committee. That's a transitory committee, if you will. And there are task forces that are not stood up for all sorts of reasons. So, you know, I just think that last function is the one that is a little touchy, because we already have in the bylaws the fact that the LSBs are supposed to do this. So who then points out to them that they're supposed to do this, and if they don't do this, why are they doing this? And, you know, I can cite all sorts of examples of this falling apart in various stations over the years, including New York.
Are you finished?
Yep.
Alan for the stack again.
Okay. Please, you're recognized.
Okay. I serve on the personnel committee right now, and that's why I ask about item number 4. If Jim is concerned about that, the point of the matter is that the personnel committee can provide some continuity by offering a template for evaluation for the LSBs to evaluate, so things don't slip through the cracks, and so there is some sort of consistency. And they could also, if LSBs had questions, maybe perhaps your LSB doesn't have a personnel or an HR person on it, they could answer that questions and hopefully avoid some problems. For example, if a committee, if an LSB decides they want to encourage group meetings of people to come complain about a director, somebody would should say to them that's not appropriate for LSB members to be interviewing staff members or organizing groups of people so they can just get in a circle and bitch. Perhaps coming up with personnel issues that would be inappropriate to do that. So I think it's appropriate for the PNB to serve, to assist the LSBs pursuing their responsibilities as outlined to evaluate GM and PD. And I don't know, but the personnel committee currently consists of one director from each of the 5 stations and the 4 officers and an affiliate director if so chosen, if that director wants to participate, or if one of those affiliate directors wants to participate. So I don't know whether we should say that, because it doesn't look, if you look at the bylaws, the other standing committees, like the finance committee, it says who's on that, serves on that committee. So, Julie, what do you think? Should we state in this bylaw proposal that it be stated who serves?
You know, it wouldn't hurt, you know, just because like I said, for the other standing committees are, you know, it's prescriptive in terms of who should be on it. And, you know, this is one of those where it makes sense for it to be a directors only, not with, delegates also elected, because, you know, so it should state that.
Julie also noted in the chat, and I'm going to remind everybody that we should be mindful. Public information, what it is not, we are on the stream talking about these issues. Thank you for that reminder, Julie. Anthony Fest hasn't spoken yet.
Yeah, just a quick question. Where did this proposed bylaws amendment come from? Who wrote it?
I don't know, and I don't care. It's on my agenda to be dealt with. It was sent to me. I did not write it. People wanted it. Anyone is allowed to submit something to be on the agenda. And that's what we're supposed to be dealing with. I think Teresa's hand is up.
I don't have a problem with that.
That's a legacy hand.
I don't have a problem with that, but I'm just curious if the writer of that proposal is present here and can explain what some of us are perceiving as some ambiguities toward the end of it.
Point of order.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that this is properly in order as a properly phrased drafted bylaw amendment, or even as a proper motion for this committee. There's nothing here that says what we're doing, what this is intended to do, what the bylaw amendment is supposed to say. I believe that the general idea is that this committee is proposing to recommend that the PNB get behind a bylaw amendment, which is to be written. This is obviously not the bylaw written, but I would say that this is just out of order as being totally incomprehensibly presented.
I would welcome amendments. Mr. Dingman, your opportunity to speak again.
Well, as I understand it, this proposition is one of the propositions that occurred on May 30th. That's when this result came to our attention, along with the other propositions that, as people know, there was a difference of opinion about. Now, one issue that comes up here, and this gets back to something Julie's raised and others have raised, there are motions that exist that have to deal with this. And one motion, for example, came up recently, and we know that in the board we had a big debate about this about 2 years ago, and that is who can be on these committees to actually be on a search committee for a GM and a PD. And I think that has to be clarified, because if I recall, the board passed a motion that said that the only people that can be on those committees are LSB members, period. No listener members who are not on the LSB. And I remember, and so that came up recently because we were trying to recompose a committee to create a search committee for both a PD and a GM in New York just last LSB meeting. And because we don't have that kind of encyclopedic knowledge of all these motions that have been passed and how they interact with each of these bylaw propositions, the problem was that we couldn't do a damn thing. But someone reminded me that that's in fact what we did. So I point that out as one of the little subtle ambiguities about all this, because the practical effect of this, if you put it in context with all those eight propositions that we argued about that night, was it makes sense to argue this, but then you have to relate it to another proposition that we haven't seen yet, which talks about how the ED essentially can overcome completely the PD and GM search committee of the LSB. And that's a problem that one could have a debate about, because is that centralizing the authority over excessively in the ED or not? And so I sort of see this as interesting in that context. Thank you.
Glad you see this as interesting. I'm thinking that what we're trying to do is actually simply give instructions to the PNB to create a standing committee. I'm not sure that tying this to the eight other things that you mentioned serves us at all. I would actually like to go to a vote or welcome any attempts to modify this motion or amend it if you have
point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a little bit reluctant to try to write the actual resolution in a meeting. That can take a long time because somebody might want like a word and somebody. So can't we make a I think the way it is articulated right now, we could pass this, and we're recommending that the PNB pass a resolution making that a standing committee. Someone on the PNB could write it up and take it from there, correct? It would have to be approved by the PNB to go forward anyway, so couldn't someone draft it rather than this committee here?
Everything we do is advisory. We don't actually make bylaws. We simply advise the PNB that these are issues that we have looked at and that we would like some help with. And so I see Dingman's hand is up again.
Well, the problem with this is that the reason why the May 30th meeting is important is that these propositions were put forth as part of the settlement, of a legal settlement, with one of the lawsuits going on.
I'm going to rule you out of order.
It's not out of order. That's, in fact, why it was proposed.
One issue in front of us, not eight.
If you decide to put the proposition that was part of eight that were there to be on the settlement issue.
I've been recognized. You have been called out of order. Should we go to a vote of the
Really, what kind of Pacifica person are you, man? Jesus.
I'm not. I'm just somebody who is trying to do good work here.
No. Good work. Good work does not mean.
But I'm not going to argue with you, James. I'm going to mute you.
It doesn't mean interrupting people's ideas.
Point of order. The member is disrupting, repetitive, and he's just disrupting the meeting. Just call him out of order.
That.
Julie, can
may I be recognized?
Yes, Julie, please.
So the thing is that this motion has nothing to do with the things that were considered at the May 30th meeting. Nothing. There's zero overlap if you draw a Venn diagram. So I just wanted to clear that up, right? This came from the Personnel Committee of 2023. They recommended it to the PMB. The PMB said, oh, this is something for the governance committee to deal with. So there's no, like, this is not part of a vast conspiracy, right? This is something the 2023 personnel committee suggested. There were things that were brought up on May 30th, but they are totally different.
Okay. I see two hands. I assume the residual one is Julie, who just spoke. The other is Teresa.
Yes, Mr. Chair, if you could read the motion, maybe we can vote. Can you read it?
I would love that. And I'd welcome amendments. Establish personnel committee as a standing committee. The rationale for that, and I would guess this is the motivation, to assist the network in screening qualified applicants for the position of executive director when necessary for conducting annual evaluations of the executive director. For assisting the executive director in personnel matters as requested and supporting local station boards with evaluations of the general managers and program directors. Anybody want to, you know, if you want to amend this, please offer an amendment.
I would like to make an amendment.
I call for the vote.
Okay.
The vote's been called for.
Okay.
Michael Chang, would you check, Mr. Secretary, would you please call the, call the
roll. Go. Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes.
Tasha Brown?
Yes.
Michael Chang, yes. Violeta Diamond?
Abstain.
James Dingman?
No.
Chris Dosworth?
Yes.
Anthony Fest?
I vote no.
Jen Goodman? I don't see her.
She's on the board.
Oh, She's still here.
And I've asked her to go on mute.
You voting yes or no, Jen Goodman?
Go on.
All right. Julie is not. Sean McPherson?
Pass.
Yes. Okay. Where's her? Minerva Sanders?
Yes.
Michael D.D. White?
No.
So, pass, vote. Who voted pass? I forgot.
McPherson.
Okay. I'm coming back to you. Do you want to vote now or no?
Yes.
All right. So 6 yes, 1 abstention, 3 no's.
Yeah, point of it.
You have it, Fred? Fred, you're muted.
I'm sorry. Mr. Dingman, you had a point of information?
Yeah. Julie said this wasn't one of the propositions that was argued on May 30th. I'm looking at this. It was indeed one of them. It's not a question of conspiracy. It just was, it's a fact that it was argued on May 30th. So I'm going to clarify that for the public record.
Thank you. Jim, has the vote been taken?
Yes.
And did the measure pass or fail?
So six, yes, one abstention, and two no's.
So the motion passed.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Point of order, that was three no's.
Three no's, yes, you're right.
Okay. Article 8, resolution. I move that the Pacific, it's not me, again, this was sent to me. I move that the Pacifica Governance Committee request the Secretary of the Pacifica National Board to give notice to all members of the PNB for a scheduled consideration of a motion to amend a previous motion passed by the Pacifica National Board regarding terms of local station board delegates elected in 2023. This is going to be fun. The proposed amendment would include striking out previous wording and substituting the following language: local station board members in good standing elected in the year 2023 will be eligible to serve for a term of 3 years to end this in December of 2026. I ask everybody to put their hands down. That's James and Teresa. Mr. Dingman, I need your hand. Thank you. Now, does anybody wish to speak to this motion?
Jan Goodman.
Okay. You're recognized.
I think that motion is probably inappropriate, that the people, that it should be reworded that the people who were elected in 2023 were never informed that they were running for a 2-year office. They were informed that they were running for a 3-year office, and there may have been a vote of the PNB, but that was never communicated to either the people who were running, nor, I don't think, to the people who were electing them. And therefore, I would amend that proposed motion to say that the people who were elected in 2023 were elected to a 3-year term, because although the PNB apparently voted at some point that they were only going to be serving a 2-year term, that was never properly communicated to either the people who were voting for them, or I don't think for the people who were electing them. And that this is a motion to clarify that those people were elected for 3 years.
Is that an amendment?
Yes.
Do I hear a second?
This one, or I second the motion. The amendment, I'm sorry.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, and we're only going to be talking about Jan's amendment. We're not going to be talking about the underlying thing. So, Teresa?
I'm afraid that when she stated it, her motivation got all mixed up with the statement. So I would really like to hear only the amendment.
Jan?
Because it was really long.
Okay. Let me try to write it out. Let me just try to write something, okay? And I think maybe we'll call it a substitute motion.
That would be fine. Mr. Dingman, you wish to be recognized.
Well, Julie's here again. I know that this issue was highly debated. And the idea that I think that the idea that people were told it was 2 years instead of 3 years was properly communicated to them. I mean, and again, it lies in the motions of the board in 2023, and that should be easily discernible. I don't think it was a question that this was not publicly communicated, because this is bringing back these debates that we had about this. And so I'm trying to figure out what's in it for somebody to do this. Is it extending the terms? Is it because it was explicit. We I think it had to do with the way people were trying to structure, restructure, getting the elections back in gear due to the fact that we had had to postpone one because of lack of money.
Sorry,
someone can recall this to me, but I'm not comfortable having a discussion right now without that, those motions being really filled in so we can get a better idea what the hell the thinking was.
May I speak? Jan Goodman, may I speak?
Go ahead. You're recognized.
Yes, thank you. I don't doubt that the motions were clear. What I do doubt is that the communication to the candidates and the communication to the electorate was not clear. I mean, I think that the PNB debated, from what I understand, I wasn't on it. I wasn't part of it. I wasn't really closely aware of it. But from the position of being a candidate and the position of being a member, it was not communicated, I don't believe, appropriately or maybe even at all to the, either the candidates or the membership who voted. That when the candidates were running, they were told one thing. And even though the PNB may have had all their discussion, that was not communicated.
So. Yeah, I see a variety of hands up, but I'm going to call on Minerva and then Michael White because they haven't spoken yet. Minerva, you're recognized.
Yes, and I have to agree with what was just said. The candidates were not told that it was only going to be a 2-year and not a 3-year. This was then communicated to them after the election had taken place because we had a large, we had a discussion about it at WPFW's LSB. And a lot of the people were saying we thought this was for a 3-year, not a 2-year. And then it came back to the PNB and I was in that meeting where they talked about that it was known that it was only for 2 years because we were trying to get things back in line. So I think this motion makes a lot of sense so that those who came on board, they get 3 years. And I'm also being told that this also, do we have money? We're in a crunch right now in terms of money to do things that the PNB or Pacifica needs to do. Do we have money to do another election next year? And if this would save us 1 year and allow those people to complete what they're doing, then, you know, I think it's no fault to anyone. It was just definitely miscommunicated when we did do the election for 2023. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. White.
Yeah, this refers to striking out the previous wording and substituting. So the previous wording that is being struck out is not here to be looked at. So you have to interpret it by guessing at that language. But it seems to me as, and the last speaker was beginning to broach on this, that we're talking about terms, but we're also talking, basically, I think this translates into a question of whether there are going to be elections in 2025. And if, maybe someone could restate this in terms of that being the proposition so that I understand what we're doing, because I think that's what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about it in terms of how long the terms are going to be, but I think what we're really saying is there or are there not going to be elections in 2025? And we're proposing to make a recommendation on that.
I appreciate your comments. Teresa Allen, you're recognized.
So thank you very much. Are you there? Okay. So I think the motion, I'm looking at the resolution, which is item number 7, and it says it already has the wording of the substitute. It says local station board members in good standing elected in the year 2023 will be eligible to serve for a term of 3 years to end in December of 2026. unless we put it in writing to the candidates, and unless all of our announcements made a statement or a statement that these, you know, these are openings for 2 years, I think that it is problematic. So this would be appropriate. And I would like Julie Hewitt to weigh in on that if she can, because I know that she was very actively involved in this.
Can I let Jim Dingman speak before Julie?
That's no problem.
I'd like to hear Julie first because I have an opinion about this.
Go to Julie. Julie?
Yeah, so, I mean, Jim Dingman nailed it earlier that the point of, you know, having the folks who were elected in 2023, the point of the motion was to put everything back on the proper schedule that we were supposed to be on according to the bylaws, because the bylaws say that you vote in the first and second year of a 3-year cycle. And when we postponed the 2022 elections to 2023, what we basically did was postpone the elections that were in the second year of the cycle to the third year. Mm-hmm. So now we're in a new cycle. So we really should vote in 24 and 25. We're holding elections in 24. But if we hold elections in 25 as well, that means we will wind up having to have elections 3 years in a row. And the only way to make that work out would have been to have the folks who were elected in 2023 only get 2-year terms. Okay. The other option is to just say, oops, what we're really doing is changing, right? So there's two ways to take account of the fact that the bylaws, once we didn't hold elections in 2022 because we didn't have money, the path forward wasn't clear. The PMB chose one particular path forward, but there's a second path forward, which is we could say, okay, whoops, we're sorry. We didn't mean to say that people were going to, who were elected in 2023 got 2-year terms. But what we are saying is that the only way to, you know, keep things, consistent the rest of the way is we now have to change the bylaws to say that the elections are held in the first and third year of the 3-year cycle, no elections in the second year. And then that way, you know, if we keep going forward, there's the 1 year of a whoops, but we're not messed up, you know, henceforth. If we hadn't, changed, this is, I think, what we, you know, the thing that pushed us over the edge in terms of saying 2-year terms for the people elected in 2023. If we'd had elections then in 2025, we would have been running elections for seats that weren't vacant, right? And so that was going to be the conundrum. But if we change it and say there won't, that we're going to only elect people in the first and the third year of the 3-year cycle, then we wouldn't have elections in 2025. We would have them in 2026. And those seats would be the ones that are vacated by the people who were elected in 2023. Either that or they run for reelection, but you get the point. We wouldn't have, you know, people already sitting in chairs and then saying, but we're electing people to sit in those chairs. So there's two ways to go about doing this. You know, and it's, you still spend the same amount of money on elections. It's just, do you spend that money on elections in 23, 24, and 25? Or do you spend that money on elections in 23, 24, and then not again until 26?
I would like to also remind everybody of Minerva's statement, which was that the candidates and the voters were not notified of this change. We at the PNB may have passed a motion, but it didn't get all the way through to the trenches, and that's a kind of an issue. Mr. Dingman, I recognize you.
Well, I tend to differ on that because we know that this issue was the source of much acrimony for the past couple of years, including lawsuits. And the issue of whether it was transmitted or not to the trenches, I disagree with that. I think we talked very openly about this and explicitly wanted to do this with a 2-year term because of the disruption that occurred because we weren't able to hold the elections when I first came on the board in 2022 because of money. Now, the question here is, okay, So why are we modifying it now? And I do differ that it wasn't communicated, because I think one could go look at the NAS reports and sort of see what was said or not said. Or is this just simply a power balance move? I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know, because we're being presented this for the first time. The bylaw amendments to change the nature of the terms. You know, Article 17 has a little sense there. Does this materially affect the rights of the voters or not? And if it does, then any kind of bylaw change is, quote, considered null and void. And the question is, okay, maybe some people didn't completely understand that they were only being elected for 2 years, but I do not. I mean, that was argued and incessantly argued at all times at the national level. And whether it got to the trenches or not, interesting question. But there was no ambiguity about that. It was to get the whole thing back on track with the disruption of not being able to pay for the election in 2022. So, you know, who are we actually protecting? The delegate? Are we protecting the right of the voter?
Both.
Always go where the right of the voter is the one to be protected. Thank you.
Jan Goodman. Excuse me?
Jan Goodman for the stack.
Recognize you. I'm going to ask that we let Mr. White speak, Ms. Allen speak, and Ms. Goodman speak, and then go to a vote. Mr. White.
Thank you. One thing I think would be worth clarifying is the original action about how long the terms should be. That action was taken prospectively or retrospectively. This action now is definitely being taken retrospectively. Because it's being taken retrospectively, it's proposing to have board members existing board members modify their own terms, which I think is out of bounds. If something is done prospectively, even if it was done in a somewhat flawed, you know, I hear the argument that it was, ambiguities were not sufficiently, precluded up and down the line with everyone in all communications or something like that. But, anything that was done prospectively is not out of bounds. Anything that's done retrospectively and has people amending their own terms, in fact, you know, the class of 2023 extending their own terms, that's out of bounds and improper.
Okay, Teresa Allen, please. Then Jan, and then we'll go to the vote.
After Jan.
No, Teresa can speak for me. It's fine.
No, I don't want to speak for you. I don't know what you want to talk about.
I said speak before me,
before.
Teresa,
okay. Not for me, before me.
Okay. I guess I would like to see, I'm just very concerned because I do not remember, I did not monitor what the election supervisor said. I don't know that the election supervisor had them sign documents that the term was only going to be 2 years. So I appreciate what Michael D.D. White said. I think it was Michael D.D. White that just spoke, correct? Right?
Right?
Right, Michael? I don't understand some of your terminology about prospectively or whatever, but if we did not put it in writing so they knew what the terms were, wouldn't the assumption be that their terms are 3 years? If we didn't have them sign anything, then how did they know? And no matter how much we spoke about it on the PNB, we don't know that these candidates understood that, and we know what the bylaws say. And so I don't know. I guess I'm asking for somebody to look at the wording.
Well, I would like to
and whether we need to consider the way it's written, that we need to substitute the following language and just say, local station board members in good standing elected in 2023 will be serving for a term of 3 years to end in December of 2026, and not making it stand like Well, the word eligible, I don't know if there's a problem with that, but I'd like that to be clear, especially if we've not given proper notice, because I don't want to get in trouble. Thank you.
This is just the first bite of the apple. It then goes to the PNB, which doesn't meet for at least another week, and everybody do all the examining and all the research they want and vote it down, or we could vote it down here. I don't really care, but I'm going to recognize Jan Goodman, and then I really want to go to a vote because we are running out of time. Jan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Okay. So the point is that there is the PNB talked very loudly among themselves about what the length of the term should be. And there may have been in the small echo chamber, of people who, are like in the know about what the terms would be, but the electorate was never informed. The members were never informed that there was some change, nor were the delegates themselves informed, directly. And if they were, I'd like to see it. I mean, maybe they were. I ran, but I never saw anything that said that. And I think that all we need to do, I mean, as far as I know, that basically there's supposed to be elections every 2 out of 3 years. So we could be saying, if we're having elections 3 years in a row, is that breaking the bylaws to have elections 3 years in a row? And so I think that the way out of this is to clarify, is that we're clarifying, we're not extending the terms, because the terms that the people thought they were getting and the people who were electing them thought that they were electing them for were 3 year terms. So we're just clarifying that we're not extending it, because, it never actually got carried out. It's like many motions of the PNB, we make motions, okay, we're going to have our auditors audit every year, and then it just doesn't happen for, whatever reason. So I think that the way to do this is to, I'm putting together the beginning whereas motions, and I'll send that to everybody. And then put in the wording that people have been reading, of which I won't bother to write out, and also then to say, and the future elections will be on this date, this year, so that it's clear, when they should be. Thank you.
Jim to the stack.
I'm in a little, what's that?
Jim to the stack.
Yes, I see you. Can this be the last time, Jim?
As I mentioned earlier, that in committee, it's a different situation altogether. So
I'm asking
in any event,
I'm
glad that you clarified that, Jan, because now my memory's coming back on all this. We were very explicit about this. And I'd like to know, first of all, we'd have to go back and see what was communicated about the 2 year versus 3 year issue, but it was precisely done not to have a situation where people would then self-perpetuate themselves. And there's no, one can, couch it in language which says that, the echo chamber, I think the echo chamber was a pretty loud loudspeaker out. And that's where we're getting hung up, because I remember vividly these debates about this, because we were trying to recover from the question of not having holding elections in 2022. We know what happened in Los Angeles as a result of some people deciding to take that in their own hands. And that was a subject of great debate throughout the PNB during this period of time. So I think it's erroneous to state that it wasn't clear about the 2 year terms. In fact, I now recall us debating and talking about that now.
Clear to who?
Let me finish the comment, please. Do not interrupt me. I'm not interrupting you.
Okay, sorry. I apologize.
I just think that it is that that has to be clarified. To just glibly assume that that was the case, I think is not accurate from what I recall happened. And here's where we get into this problem of not having good records that we could call up and clarify this immediately rather than to do a interpretation of what might have happened or not happened. Thank you.
I really appreciate you bringing up the issue of records, because if we actually can get this meeting onto the next issue, that is what the next issue is about. So unless there's some objection, can Michael Chang please call the roll on this motion? And yes. Please, people, remember, this is the first bite of the apple. Everything comes up at the PNB, and there you can argue out all the stuff. I just want to get it out of the governance committee.
Teresa Ellen?
May I read what it is that I'm proposing that we vote on?
Does anybody object to Jen reading that proposal?
This is the whole net.
Okay. Who objected? Did someone object? Okay. Jen, go ahead and read the proposal.
Whereas the candidates who ran for positions as local station board members / delegates in 2023 were told that they were running for 3-year terms, and whereas the membership / electorate were told that they would be electing delegates, LSB members for 3-year terms. And whereas there was a motion passed by the PNB to limit the terms of the LSB members elected in 2023 to serve for only 3 years, after the which motion was... Hold on. Which motion was introduced and passed after the delegate elections began and the electorate members were informed that the terms would be 3-year terms, and therefore the motion passed was never properly carried out. Therefore, it is necessary to clarify the terms of the LSB members who were elected in 2023. Therefore, the terms of the LSB members elected in 2023 shall end in 2026. I think I need to add here a sentence that the neither the LSB members nor the electorate were, the LSB candidates nor the electorate were informed that the term would be 3-year terms.
All right, I object, and I have a point of information.
Okay.
I have a point of information that
Mr. Chair.
Legal matters on this issue.
You have a point of information? What is your question?
The point is that we told the court we were going to reestablish the regular order of elections. And everybody knew that there were only going to be 2-year terms. So I repeat, erroneous to say that the judge ordered
you're
us.
You're arguing, Jim. You're not giving
on a second.
Point of, no, you don't get to do this, Jim. You're
no,
arguing.
Fred, what do you mean?
I want to know what your point is.
Arguing point.
We're not motivating it. It's not
I said the court was told we would reestablish the regular order of elections. And there was no ambiguity that there were 2-year terms. That came right out of that decision by the court. So the judge ordered us to hold the bylaw, combine elections, and restore the regular order of elections. That's what we did. That's what we're doing. And now you're asking to reverse that. That's what's important to stress.
Teresa, we're just going to beat this horse to death. Go ahead, Teresa.
Hello? I'm looking at the motion which was passed in August 17th of 2023. It states that the delegates will be running for 2-year terms, but that the elections website should reflect this information. And I'm not sure that the elections website did. And I'm not sure. I'm still, unless we ask those candidates to sign something so they understand. I mean, there is another way, as Julie explained, to get back to the standard of the James Dingman says that we told the court that we'd get back to the regular order. Julie says that we could change it to election, non-election, that we could get back to that order. So I'm going to say no to the substitution because she states, Jan, I think you mistakenly stated that in 2023 we told the delegates something, the candidates something, and I think you're mistaken there. So I'm just going to say we should. I would just like to elect, just vote for the motion as it's stated.
No, because you cannot extend terms.
We haven't been recognized.
Without the membership voting.
And you've not been recognized.
I'm sorry. Please put me on the staff because you cannot do that.
You're on the stack. Okay,
please
Minerva.
Put me on the stack.
You're on the stack. Minerva?
Well, Mr. Chair, let me just add one more sentence. I think that Jan's third sentence is incorrect. Just a thought.
You can take that downstairs.
Hey, honey. Okay. Minerva, please.
And I was going to state, when this election took place in 2022, I was part of the group that worked with the National Election Supervisor, and there was nothing on that election site that said these terms were only for 2 years. So that election site is still up. So you can go to election.pacifica.org and see, and there's nothing there that says these elections will be just for 2 years. The candidates understood or thought these were for 3 years until we started talking about them. And I know at our LSB, and I'm sure at others, that the term was going to be for two, and we were trying to come up with the reason as to why. But never were the people that were elected, those delegates told there was only going to be a 2 year. They've always assumed it was 3 years until we had to come back and tell them that it was, that they would be, have to run again in 2025. Thank you.
Mr. White, I've recognized you.
All right. We're doing a lot of anecdotal discussion here, but there, anecdotally, I've got candidates that I recruited to run and that I did not tell them that they were running for 2 or 3 years, that have expressed angrily to me that if anyone expects that they were actually running for 3 years, you know, they're out of their minds. They know from their process that they were only running for 2 years. But, Jim Dingman raised a very important thing, which is, there's what's happened prospectively, what happened retrospectively. That is very, very important to get into lawsuit territory after the fact, even without that, he's reminding us that this originates with a court order settlement. So, we are proposing to do something that actually violates our agreement with the court. And, we're already in legal territory, but if there hadn't been any legal action that precipitated this, the distinction between prospective and retrospective gets you into legal territory. You cannot change, your terms retrospectively.
Thank you, Mr. White. Jan Goodman.
I agree that you can't change them retrospectively. I'm not proposing, and no one is proposing, that we change them retrospectively. What we are clarifying is that they were never changed properly. And so we are not rechanging them because they never got changed properly. And the bylaws say that we're supposed to have elections every 2 out of 3 years and not every 3 years, not 3 years in a row. So you have to pick what you're going to do. In addition, we can't use the language that was in this original motion, because that language says that we're extending the terms of the 2023 people who got elected in 2023. And in order to extend terms, the membership has to vote. The entire membership has to vote to extend terms for another year. If we want to do that, we can have the entire membership vote during this election, which I think during this election, so at least it wouldn't be that expensive to add to it. But if you clarify that the terms never got shortened, that they were three-year terms, the membership was not notified, nor was the electorate. Therefore, the motion never got carried out. And when we're talking to about the court order, regularizing the elections would mean making them regular. And that means like having these people have three-year terms, the next people, so there'd be an election not in 2025, but there would be an election in 2026, 2027, and then miss a year again, and then 2029. And then that three-year cycle would go forward. And if we write down what all those years are, so we know what it is every 2 out of 3 years that we're having elections. So thank you very much.
We could simply refer this back to the PNB.
I think it would be really helpful to them, especially since we've used all of this time discussing it. And then between now and then, if somebody wants to show when the actual people who were running. Now, see, some people like...
I really don't want you to argue this much. Mr. Dingman?
It's rather clear. What's being asked is a do-over. And I'm looking at the motion that was passed. We specifically did not extend terms in 2022. We postponed the whole question of term limits. And here we're looking at this August 17th resolution. Now it's coming back to me, which was in the aftermath of that court decision. And the issue is whether this was clear or not. Now, I don't recall it being unclear. Some people might state it was unclear because in some senses you could say, okay, what's in it for you to have your term extended for another year? And it's pretty obvious from looking at this resolution, there's no ambiguity about this. It was only a 2-year extension and that's it. And so, I just find it intriguing that we're having to deal with this issue right now in the midst of all the different things going on in the past month and a half. And I just think it's clear that there is no ambiguity about this. It's 2 years, not 3 years. And, you know, I just find it, you know, essentially revisionist history writing. Thank you.
Can I call the question or should we refer this to the PNB or should we table this to the next meeting?
Call the question.
Thank you. Mr. Secretary, can you call the roll?
Teresa Allen, you voting yes or no?
I'm sorry, point of information. Are we voting on Jan Goodman's substitute motion? Yes.
I would assume we are. It was moved and seconded.
Well, has she put it in the chat?
Oh, that's where I was trying to figure out. Where, Teresa, can you put the last part of the motion in the chat too? I just put the first part.
I don't know how to put things in the chat. I don't know what you mean.
We should table this motion till next week.
No, please don't. We just spent all this time.
You know, we've just spent a lot of time.
Okay, then just use mine.
Is it in the, so it is in the chat?
No, it just says it's too long. So let me put it in two pieces. I'm so sorry.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Yes, sir.
A yes vote means what and a no vote means what?
I assume that a yes vote would mean that we were accepting Jan's amendment to the original motion, which we would vote yes or no on. If we voted yes, it would be to accept it. We vote no, it would be not to accept it. And then we would go to a vote on the original motion, unless somebody wants to table this or refer it back to the PNB.
I think it should be referred to an attorney.
Whatever, Jim.
Red, please.
I move to table. Sure.
I second that move.
Okay. I've now put it all in the chat.
Michael, are you moving it to table it to a particular time?
A year from now.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Stupid me. To table. Well, actually, I didn't second it because I didn't know the term. So, is there a second for Michael's motion?
I second it.
Okay, so Michael and Jim have moved and seconded this be tabled for a year.
Table for a year?
That's what they just did. Okay. May I have the secretary call the roll? By the way, the PNB can pick this up next week. What we do here has no relevance or bearing on the PNB.
Okay, we're voting on whether to table this or not.
Yes.
I'm calling a roll. Teresa Allen?
Allen will say no.
Kaja Brown?
I'm gonna abstain.
Michael Chang, I say no. Violeta Diamond? Violeta Diamond? Where is she?
She's on the screen, but she's muted.
You voting yes or no, Violeta?
Sorry, I was away. No. Is this for the tabling or is it for the motion?
Stingman is voting yes or no.
It's to table the motion for 1 year.
Oh, it's for the table the motion for 1 year?
If you vote no, then we table it for a year. Basically, we mute. It doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't want to table it for the year.
So the
year. Stingman, are you voting yes or no?
Yes. Table it.
She's voting no, that she does not want to table it for a year. She said clearly, James.
Yeah, I got that one. Fred Dodsworth?
I'm going to pass.
Anthony Fest?
I vote yes to table.
Jen Goodman?
No to tabling.
Sean McPherson?
I think Sean's gone.
Okay. Minerva Sanders?
No to tabling it.
No. And Michael Didi White?
Yes.
Okay. So three no's. I mean, three yes.
Did I?
One Dodsworth
is a pass.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what the current vote is, and I haven't voted yet.
So, three yes, five no, one abstention, and one pass. Fred pass.
Okay, I'm going to pass. So the table, the motion loses. I'm not going to.
Point of information, you mean abstain?
Yes. One abstention, one pass.
We're now going to go to Jan's motion, which is in the chat. Michael, will you please call the roll?
Okay, here we go again. Teresa Allen? Teresa Allen, what do you vote?
You're muted, Teresa. Teresa, you're muted.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to read it again, so I pass.
The active portion of
it's
it
okay.
Is very
Let Michael take the roll, please.
Kaja Brown.
Pass because I'm still reading.
Okay. May I tell everybody something, please? People are reading it. I want to tell them that they have to read the second therefore portion. I wrote it twice. Mistakenly put the wrong numbers in the first version. So you have to skip down to the second portion where it starts out. Therefore, the motion passed by the P&B was never properly carried out, and just read that second portion.
Okay. Alan will say yes.
Michael, can we get back to it?
Yeah, we'll keep going now. Let's start again. So Theresa, Alan says yes. Kaja,
yes,
Brown?
Correct.
Kaja, Brown?
Passed. I'm reading it, sir.
Give Michael a break. It's a tough job.
Okay. Michael Chang, I say yes. Valerza Diamond?
No.
James Dingman?
Absolutely not. It's going to take us back to court.
You just say yes or no, Jim.
You only get one vote. It doesn't matter how much you say.
Say whatever you wanted.
You're not supposed to say yes or no.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Fred Dosworth, yes or no?
Are you asking? Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. Jim was talking. Are you asking me my vote?
Yeah, are you voting yes or no?
Yeah, I'm going to vote yes. I was going to pass, but now I'm going to vote yes.
Anthony Fest?
Too messy, I vote no.
Jen Goodman?
Yes.
Sean McPherson?
He's gone.
He's gone, okay. Minerva Sanders?
Yes.
Michael Didi White?
No.
Okay. Five yes, four no, one pass. Kaja Brown?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, six yes. Or no.
Okay, now we go. That is the main motion, so it passes, right?
Yes.
Okay, now we're going to go to item number, the second part of item number eight, which is...
Can we, I just want to let you know about time, right? Right now it's 7:20.
I know, we're 20 minutes past.
Point of information.
Yes.
I would like to remind someone that, please send this motion, which I think is in the chat. I don't think I've seen it in email. We will need it, whether the secretary can do it or Jan can do it. We'll need it from the PNB to look at it for next week. Thank you.
Who do I send it to?
What point of order? Don't we have to vote on the resolution now that it's been substituted?
Yes, I think we do.
Okay.
Michael, can you take the order? Can you take the vote?
Okay. For the last time. Theresa Allen?
Allen says yes.
Kaja Brown?
Yes.
Michael Chang, yes. Violetta Diamond?
No.
James Dingman?
No.
Fred Osworth?
Pass.
Yes?
Pass.
Oh, you'll pass.
I'm passing. Come back to me later.
Okay. Anthony Fest?
No.
Jen Goodman?
Yes.
Sean McPherson?
On.
What?
He's gone.
He's gone. Minerva Sanders?
Yes.
Michael Didi White?
No.
So five yes, 4-0, one pass. Do you want to vote?
I don't need to vote.
All right.
Okay. I'm begging you all to let me spend a few minutes of your precious time dealing with this last issue, which I think is actually very important. And that is the move to insist that audio recordings of meetings and minutes are essential for verification of attendance, board membership, and board actions. Be it resolved that all local station board chairs, secretaries, and Zoom hosts are directed to ensure that audio recordings from all open meetings are sent within a period of 1 week to the Pacifica calendar webmaster for posting on KPFTX, and that minutes be sent to the webmaster or posted in the designated online location. I think this is pretty straightforward. I think this is actually what our bylaws require, but it is being ignored across the network. Do we need to discuss this?
Yes.
Okay. So let's everybody lower their hands, and then I will recognize people as they raise their hands.
I just raised my hand because
I know, but I can't tell whether you know, Jim's got his hand up all the time. So whatever. Michael, you clearly were the first. Go ahead and speak.
All right. So, I don't know if we're ever going to get back to getting CPB money. You know, it's not just the CPB that gets, anxious and annoyed when we don't follow our own procedures. But proliferating procedures as requirements, is a booby trap that comes back to bite us, and we shouldn't be doing that. Now this is be it resolved, are directed to ensure. So, first of all, I don't know that this committee has the ability to issue such a direction. The words are directed should be taken out. It should be say it be resolved that it's just recommended that they endeavor to do this. Now, WBAI, I think, has been really good about meeting this requirement. We have people on our board who complain if we don't do this, like I think there's a Ms. Roberts who tends to complain a lot if you don't do this. But even being really good, can we always be perfect? Well, you know, the other day, we had a meeting and, we went into executive session, and that meant that, you had to be ready and astute when you were doing the recording to stop recording so you didn't have the executive session recording. Well, someone fucked up. I think it was me. So that meant that the recording wasn't immediately available. Now, we like to make the recording available in two forms. We like a video and we like the audio. So, is it possible to deal with the fact that you have things recorded that have to be, eliminated? Yeah, I know how to edit video. I know how to edit recordings. Well, I'm a human being. I went on vacation. So I would have been in violation of this, and we would have been denied our CPB money because the way this is running. We have to be careful about, I mean, this is written the way at WBA, we get a lot of people, or we get certain people submitting over and over to us, these kind of things. You know, everyone is hereby directed to do this in a certain number of days and apologize, you know, extensively if you don't. It's just let's make a recommendation about good practice. And if people are not doing it, you know, let's let them know about it, and encourage them to do better. But let's not make requirements that, you know, then you have to argue about the implications of what they are when they're, and again, I'll say, I don't think this committee has the ability to issue such a direction.
I hear you loud and clear. I feel your pain, and we don't make those decisions. We simply refer them to the PNB. Therese Allen, you were next.
I think this is very important, and I will vote for it. Thank you.
James Dingman, you're recognized.
Well, you know, Michael sort of said it all. I mean, one has to be flexible about this. You know, the PNB, we don't, you know, like, you know, all the different committees, of the board are not necessarily up to, you know, immediate with their postings of these kind of minutes. And, I agree they should come in an orderly fashion. A week is reasonable, but I just don't think, you know, what are we going to do? Send them to the waiting room, mute them, suspend them, throw them off the, call. I mean, you know, have to make sure that this is done in a reasonable way and a timely way, and people have to write it and make sure that these people do it. And like, you know, what are you going to do? Spank them if they don't get it on time? And, you know, we just have to really, people have to be responsible as adults to deal with these kind of issues, to supply the information to everybody else so they can see that. And I volunteer to be on the Serene Committee. That would be fun.
Fine. Send me a note saying you volunteered that. Or I can actually, let me notate here.
I just said it.
That's why I'm saying let me notate it here now, because that was a long time ago and we're not dealing with that issue now. Okay. Anthony Fest.
Yeah. Coming as I do from a station where the minutes are delivered to the members with all the speed of a glacier, I would love to see this 1 week deadline implemented. I guess there is the issue of whether the committee can do it, and I suppose it can't, but I certainly endorse it, recommending to the PNB that the PNB direct it. Granted, there may be circumstances where, you know, some confluence of circumstances where something goes wrong now and then, but it certainly ought to be the policy.
Okay. Can we go to a vote?
Ready?
Yes.
Thank you. Michael?
Maybe without objection. Chair, you want?
Well, I think we're going to have objection. So let's
hear. Is it Alan voting yes or no?
Okay. Alan says yes.
Kaja Brown?
I'm sorry. Point of information, Chair.
Yes.
Was this, when Michael discussed it, were we agreeing to amend that part and take out our directive?
I didn't hear a motion, so I did not do that. Should we reopen the issue and allow motions? I did kind of force the issue quickly because they were at...
I moved to replace our directive our recommended.
I second.
Yeah.
I second that too.
Good. Great. Can we, is there any objection to that change? So moved. So now let's go back to the vote. Teresa Allen?
Voting on the motion, but minus replacing the word.
Michael? That was moved and accepted without objection. So now we're going to right back to the beginning, because we've changed one word. You need to start the whole process over again with the vote to in favor or opposed to this motion.
Okay. Teresa Allen?
You just changed the word recommended.
Teresa Allen?
Is she still
with? Sorry, I was muted. I'm sorry. Allen says yes.
Kaja Brown?
Yes.
Michael Chang, yes. Violetta Diamond?
She has had to leave the meeting.
James Dingman?
Yep.
Fred Dodsworth?
Yes.
Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Dan, you're muted.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
John McPherson?
He's gone. He had to leave the meeting.
Yeah, okay. Jennifer Sanders?
Yes.
Michael Didi White?
Yes.
Okay. 9 yeses.
Wow. Never thought I'd see that day. We have other old business. Does anybody have any other old business they want to drag out and flog? Not hearing any old business. The next meeting.
I'd like to flog you.
Yeah, you've said that many, many times, Jim. The next meeting is, I will not be here in 2 weeks. I will be here in 3 weeks. So if Minerva Sanders wants to run it, otherwise we can push it off. Any thoughts on when we'll have the next meeting?
Push it off.
If you wait 3 weeks, won't that fall on a PNB meeting day?
Yeah, I didn't actually say 3 weeks. I said we need to. I won't be back till three. I'll be in Georgian Bay and Lake Huron with my grandson kayaking, and I will not miss any of you.
Can we wait 4 weeks?
I think we can. We passed a lot. We did a lot today, guys. We really did. We did a whole lot today.
So what day is that?
Hell if I know. Probably the 24th, first.
We're saying 4 weeks?
No, 3 weeks, I think.
No, we said four. I'm saying 4 weeks.
Well, that's right, because 3 weeks from now will be the PNB meeting.
So July, 4 weeks from now would be August 22nd.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, I could do that.
All right. August 22nd.
If you want to host the next meeting, we can do it in 2 weeks. You're my co-chair in all this. Michael's shaking his head no.
Well, will you be back in 4 weeks, Fred?
I will be back on the 14th.
So will you be available?
After the 14th, I'll be available.
Okay.
And the 14th is this Monday.
So the 22nd.
That's when the next PNB meeting is.
Or no, the next PNB meeting is August 15th.
Okay, so yeah, the 22nd sounds great. I love it.
Yes.
Very okay. Excited. Makes me very happy.
What's next on the agenda?
Nothing. Adjournment.
I move to adjourn.
So moved. Any objection?
I second it.
Great.
Whether we should or not, I second it.
Okay. I love it. Hey guys, we actually did some really good work today, and I really I appreciate everyone, even you, Jim.
Don't do a lawsuit, right?
And send the chat to all members, please.
Thank you, Ms.